Godly Ways to Handle Correction, written by Lynette Kittle and read by Kelly Givens. Today's Bible verse is Proverbs 19, verse 20. Listen to advice and accept discipline, and at the end, you will be counted among the wise. For most of us, it isn't easy to be corrected. And whether we receive it or not, in the end, it's really up to us. In every situation, it's important to weigh what is spoken to us, to see if it aligns with Scripture, and to thoroughly examine our hearts and motives in receiving it. Like Proverbs 15:32 encourages, those who disregard discipline despise themselves, but the one who heeds correction gains understanding. First, look at the source. Although receiving correction from godly counsel or someone who truly loves us may be easier to accept, often advice isn't coming from a person or organization that has our best interests at heart, or from someone who even knows God. At work, home, out in the marketplace, it can come from people who are angry, and maybe not even angry with us, but are taking out their frustration on us. Sometimes it comes from those who are acting out of their own hurts in life, lashing out and hurting others along the way. It can also come from those who are jealous and envious of what we have, do, or are in life, from those who believe we've received unfair advantages. Likewise, it can come from those who are in power but don't know how to handle it. So, as correction comes, a lot of it is up to us to figure out how to handle. It comes down to our call and whether to take it to heart or discard it by the wayside. Second, trust God to work it together for our good. Amazingly, sometimes even bad correction can bring good results in us because it causes us to examine what we're doing and helps us to fine-tune what God is working out in our lives. Because God explains He will work all things together for our good, it includes even the things the enemy lines up to discourage us. God is so amazing that He can take those unpleasant things and work them into the mix of our lives collectively in ways that will benefit us. Like Joseph explains in Genesis 50:20, what men may have intended for evil in our lives, God intends to use it in ways that will accomplish His will in us. When we're tempted to dismiss unsolicited advice, it's wise to consider what Proverbs 12:15 explains. The way of the fools seem right to them, but the wise listen to advice. As we work through correction given to us, it's vital for us to look to Scripture to lead us in discerning it. 2 Timothy 3:16 reminds us that all Scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness. Here are a few helpful questions to ask ourselves when correction is offered. First, where is the correction coming from? What is the source? Second, is there pride within us causing us to resist examining ourselves or accepting correction? And third, how does Scripture line up with the advice given? Does it agree or disagree? As you go about your day today, consider these questions and be open to the beauty that can come from correction.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Looking for ways to stay positive? Brighten your day with the free Story Behind podcast. Hear weekly short stories that showcase true joy, love, and hope. Listen now at lifeaudio.com or by searching for Story Behind wherever you get your podcasts.